Hachette Audio presents Lost and Found, a novel by Carolyn Parkhurst, read by Blair Brown. Chapter 1. Laura. By the sixth leg of the game, we have accumulated the following objects. A ski pole, a bishop from a crystal chess set, a sheet of rice paper, a trilobite fossil, an aviator's helmet, and a live parrot. Our backpacks are overflowing. I drop the chess piece into a sock to keep it from bumping against anything and chipping. I fold the rice paper into a guidebook. The helmet I put on my head. I hand the ski pole to Cassie. Ready? I ask, picking up the parrot's cage. Like I have a choice, she says. Our cameraman, Brendan, grins. I know he thinks Cassie makes for great footage. Okay, then, I say. We're off. We leave our hotel room and walk down the hall, Brendan walking backwards so he can film us. Our sound guy trails behind. In the elevator, the parrot squawks. We should give this guy a name, I say to Cassie, holding up the cage. How about Drumstick? Brendan smiles behind his camera. He's loving this. How about Milton? I try. He looks kind of like a Milton, don't you think? Fine, Mom, Cassie says, staring up at the lighted numbers. Whatever. The doors open onto the lobby, and we step out. There are only 7 teams left, and the other 6 are already here. I pretty much hate them all by this point. Wendy and Jillian, the middle-aged flight attendants from Milwaukee, are sitting on a sofa feeding little bits of bread to their parrot.